ESPN 97.5, presented by Zadok Jewelers.
KFNC 97.9 HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Wednesday, John Lance, along with Del for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5. And we have got a lot to talk about. Glenn Davis joins us in an hour right here, 1 hour from now. And if you haven't heard him yet, he gets into, so informative, lets you know everything that's going on at the Cup of the World thing. And we will talk to him about all of that. Man, big day for Messi yesterday, a hat trick after Mbappe had his goals. Then Messi comes right back with three of his own, and that's his first hat trick at the World Cup. And so this is a great, great time. Portugal plays today. See if Cristiano Ronaldo. He's not going to match Messi. There's no chance he's going to be. That was a fight for a while, but that fight is over, right? I mean, it's Messi now.
Yeah, it's like it was when it was Brady and Manning, and we weren't sure.
Yeah.
And now it's, you know, for sure Brady, and it's for sure Messi. It's not Ronaldo.
Yeah.
And that goes back to winning the last time out. I mean, Ronaldo was a problem on his own team. He was an issue for Portugal on his own team. Now, you know, how you do an international play is really factors into how people look at you on that level. And Ronaldo, you know, he certainly had some great moments. But, yeah, Ronaldo, there was talk about how much of a distraction he was last year. Messi is winning a World Cup.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's no doubt.
Yep,
he's still playing at this high a level at this age is insane.
We'll see if Ronaldo even – we'll see how much he plays. I don't know that he plays the full 90 minutes. I don't know. Probably not. So we'll find that out. It's Portugal. They play today. We'll find that out. So we'll talk about to Glenn. I saw a quote. Did you – it's awesome. This Australia game, the U.S. played Australia in Colorado. Del, did you see that game?
He's going to get the equipment from downstairs. I've got headphones that barely work, so I don't even I can barely.
You can barely hear
you right now. Yeah, the headphones we use are down in his car, so he's getting them right now. So he'll be
well.
Ready.
That's okay. Well, we'll talk about it in a little bit. But the U.S. played Colorado. It played Australia in Colorado in a friendly, and it wasn't very friendly. The two of them were getting after it. Matter of fact, Pochettino said at halftime, "We're American. We don't take ship from anybody." And because they were getting bullied by Australia, and in the second half, they didn't, and the U.S. beat them 2-1.
I love how Pochettino is the manager. I do kind of like that he leans into, "We're American." That's like me. Yeah. You know, we're Japanese.
Right.
And we don't do this stuff. We don't have messes all over the stadium and all over the streets like you do in Houston. We're Japanese, okay? Right. That's what Pochettino's doing. We're American, guys. You know our history.
Well, it's interesting, and we'll get to the Astros. They won 4-2, but okay, we'll get to that in a little bit. But for those of you that missed it, in a big night for a young rookie who had his first RBIs ever. Listen to this, though. This a question of Pochettino. This is very interesting. We know how England, France, Spain play. Players from countries with a strong tradition have a recognizable style. What is the style of the U.S. team? What kind of football do the Americans want to play? Here is Pochettino and what he said. Their culture is playful. They want to play. We told them, guys, playing soccer is one thing. Competing is another. They're two completely different sports. They grow up in a culture of playing. Why? If you start an MLS and you haven't won a game in 3 months and you're at the bottom, what's the consequence if there's no promotion or relegation, no international competition? American sports reward losers, but soccer is different. If you reward those who don't win, if you don't have goals, you don't fight. If I lose, what happens? Nothing. They just fire the coach. Also, the American player is disciplined, but with a sense of complacency that isn't good in soccer. It took us a year and a half to change that mentality. There is some truth to that. I mean, we do reward. I mean, we talk about, you know, everybody getting a ribbon after Little League and all of this, and there is no relegation. It is so cool when you're at the bottom. You're at the bottom of the group, or you're at the bottom of your league, and you're fighting to just not be relegated. How important those games are to the fan base. It might be two last place teams playing, but it doesn't get any more important. And we don't have that. We don't have consequences for losing. You just go, now it's the off season. Let's go to Cancun. 1, 2, 3, Cancun.
Yep.
So there is, I think there might be something to what he's saying there.
Well, there are consequences in soccer, there's consequences for managers in it could be 2 weeks, and all of a sudden it doesn't take much to get fired in soccer. They go through head coaches. It's astonishing how they go through head coaches. But basketball, we were talking about this weekend, or I was talking to, who was I talking to? I was trying to remember who I was talking to. I think I was telling this to a buddy of mine. We were talking about the new, he didn't know there were some new rules for the lottery, NBA lottery. And basically, I mean, it's not relegation, but they're saying, okay, if you finish in the bottom three, you actually have a less chance of getting the top pick. We're actually going to take away one of your ping pong balls for being last, next to last, or next to last. The last three. The bottom three get one less ping pong ball. And while it's not relegation, it is punishing the last three. It's forcing you to compete at as hard a level as you can if you want to benefit. In this case,
a draft pick. Right.
I know the people would love to have...
It's a start. It's not exactly relegation.
No, and John Dasper texted me the other day and said, have they ever thought about expanding Premier League soccer? And I said, no, and here's not to my... to the U.S., U.S. team. And as far as I know, no. And here's the reason. There's a billion teams over there. Yeah. They have 7, 8 divisions. There are a billion teams. They don't need to. Every city's got a team. Every town's got a team. Mm-hmm. They don't need to expand. Now, that's a U.S. thing where we're always thinking about what's the most amount of money that I can make? What's the most amount of money? I don't care about integrity of my sport or anything, but what's the most amount of teams I can have in an NCAA tournament? What's exactly the most amount of teams I can put in a college football tournament? Diluted, I don't care, but I got to make the most money. In England, it's just like, no, we have so many teams that we can do relegations on 7 different levels.
But also, there'd be a riot if you included a non-domestic team in their league.
The English Premier League, the EPL?
How proud they are of that league consisting, and just the FA in general, which is their governing body, consisting of all English clubs. I think maybe there's a team from Wales can qualify to Cardiff, I think. But they would not want they already kind of balk at American ownership. And, of course, the Saudis have made their presence over there, too. A Russian for Chelsea a time ago. They would not want an American club over there. It would be demeaning to them.
There's American owners over there that they...
They don't want anything to do with an American club. They don't want Inter Miami as invading their history.
Put them in the Champions League. Mm-mm. Put the MLS winner in the Champions League. If we want to have truly the greatest soccer... You're going to play Champions League without Messi? Good luck having... There goes all the credibility of the Champions League.
Mm-hmm. Without Messi. Have Messi if you just add us. That's what you can get.
In the MLS, without Messi, and you're trying to have a Champions League with no Messi.
With no Messi. Yes, take that.
Nice try.
Anyway, so it's really interesting. Pochettino, we're Americans. We don't take ship. Well, you're Argentinian, really. You're Argentinian. From Argentina,
this
really.
Is what but, we do in America. This is how we do it.
This is how we
That's
do it.
That's what he said. This is how we do it in America.
Yeah.
Us Americans.
America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it that he leans into it, though. He's the U.S. manager.
And I think he's right about how American sports, the consequences versus the consequences in
what
Europe.
What consequences do you have? In Europe, you get relegated and you make way less money.
Yeah.
You have to sell off players. In America, just sit around long enough, more TV money's coming in. You don't have to do anything.
Yep. Yep.
You sit around and just hold your junk, and then eventually a bunch of money will come to you. Don't try.
I don't think
don't even try.
You don't have to be.
You don't have to do that.
You don't be in sports to do that. You could just get yourself a site, hold your junk.
Yeah, but you can't make money. Billions of dollars. Well, well, OnlyFans, yeah.
You can do that
right
now.
Women can.
Well, you can do that too, or at least try.
Yeah, but
I mean, and the greed. Did you see?
I'd rather own a professional sports team.
Did you see Thierry Henry talking about this? The waiting on the commercials in the U.S. Paraguay game. Oh, the beautiful game is being strangled by greed. Players are out there in the heat, ready to restart, momentum building like a storm out the right, and we pause everything so the sponsors can cash in. It's like stopping a symphony mid-crescendo because the advertisers want their jingle heard.
It's really bad because their hydration
This
breaks.
Hydration thing.
They started that because, if I'm not mistaken, it's because of the Qatar World Cup where it was a billion degrees and all that stuff. This hydration break is a joke. We're inside. We're at Houston Stadium, and it's 71 degrees inside, and you're like, guys, it's been 22 minutes. We got to get some water. What are we doing? We're getting ready to – these guys are almost about ready to pass out in this 71-degree heat at 54% humidity inside the – no, this is dumb. Keep the games – it's clearly in there just for commercials. It's clearly – and you know what? I don't know if – I watched where I was watching the Mexico game, the very first game. They had it on Univision. No commercials. I mean, the screen was up. I think they had some commercials maybe around it.
Yeah, they might have. It depends on the feed you got.
But it's clearly in there just to throw commercials in there.
Yeah.
One of the advantages of that sport is that it just keeps rolling. And, it keeps rolling.
Yeah. Well, and was it the U.S. game? I think it was the U.S. game. They actually missed a minute coming back, or about 30 seconds or whatever coming back. But Thierry Henry said he saw him holding up the game because of commercials, and he was like, "This is unacceptable."
What's the most amount of money I can make?
Possibly make.
Possibly make.
Let me just grab as much. The U.S.
executive said, "Hold on a second."
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. I mean, you're going to have to put a screen. You're going to have to do something as the action's going on. Maybe put something on a screen, and at the very bottom you can maybe put a frame, and at the bottom have something. Well, wait a minute. Well, if y'all just take call timeout, a TV timeout. Well, we don't have TV timeouts in soccer. Not like in basketball where you have multiple TV timeouts.
Let's have
Let's not just poo-poo this so fast. Hold on. Does anyone get, how do you take breaks then? Well, you don't. I mean, there's players who get injured sometimes, and do they ever get water? Well, I mean, if the injury lasts long enough, I suppose the guys will get their water bottles or whatever. What if we just take a water break? It's for hydration. What if we just take a hydration break? We did that in the World Cup where we were in the desert after FIFA got a bunch of money because they were bribed, so we had to play in conditions that were impossible for a World Cup, and we had to actually move it to another season, to the winter as opposed to summer. So I don't know. Hydration breaks? 20 minutes in? Yeah. I mean, we got it. This is serious. CTE. Okay?
This
we need
is
to take care. This is serious. CTE's out there. We got to take care of people's brains. We need them to get water.
Okay. I mean, it's early, but I guess so. I mean,
guys don't even have a chance to sweat in the 21st
but
minute.
But if we do it once, why not do it twice?
Again. First half and second half.
The guys need water.
They need water.
Players need water.
Half too.
And they need water, and they need about 5 commercials.
Yeah, right. So let's make sure it's a long water break.
Americanize everything. We just don't care.
Orange slices. We get them orange slices,
whatever
too.
It takes.
Right?
We literally don't care. We have to get commercials in there.
The players' moms bring them down. In bags and orange, everybody gets orange slices.
Oh, and there's Jake from State Farm's probably in the stand somewhere during the game. You'll see him on a commercial, and then he'll be in the stand somewhere.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Yeah, that's how we
show
do
it. Jake,
hey, there's
from
Jake
from
State Farm.
That's the way to do it. Uh-huh. We're not stopping the game. We're just showing Jake from State Farm. Look, everybody. That's a good idea, Lance. Now that's an idea.
Hey, there's mayhem.
Instead of hot girls in their Brazilian outfits, we're going to show Jake from State Farm.
Well, let's not get crazy.
Okay.
Let's not get crazy. Yeah. There's mayhem. Watch out now if you see him in the streets. Be careful. That's mayhem. You know, the actor who plays mayhem actually only has half a foot because he had half his foot cut off. True story, because he's got some kind of disease, so they had to take like three of his toes and I think one of his fingers, too. That's an actual true story. And he was, a lot of people see him and they think of Liz Lemon's boyfriend on 30 Rock. I think of the character Ryan O'Malley or whatever his name was from Oz. Just a kind of a, just a real snotty punk in the Oz prison system on HBO in the early 2000s. You ever see that show? Well, that would take an American. That would take some kind of super American. That would take Joe Buck saying that or something. All of the announcers are, I love British announcers, and a lot of times they're Irish or Scottish color commentators. I love them calling soccer matches.
I love Glenn Davis, and you will hear Glenn Davis right here on ESPN 97.5 in 45 minutes. But right now, you're going to hear Lance talk about M&J Electrical.
You're going to talk about, I'm going to talk about somebody who, a company that's been doing this for over three decades, and an owner, Jeremy Coker, who is phenomenal. And he wants to make sure that all of you out there, you know, anybody who's in charge of a work site, you are somebody who you are in charge of making sure that the demolition gets done properly, or you're in charge of the electrical, or just, you know, a general contractor who's in charge of everything. If that is you, or if you're somebody who has access to that person, I want to make sure that you know about M&J Electrical Supply, because for over three decades, they've been buying, selling, and removing the equipment needed to get these jobs done. And here's the important thing on the selling front. If you are looking for equipment, one of the worst things you can have is you order it and it's on back order, or it's going to take, you know, a week to 2 weeks to get your equipment in. It's the worst. You're just going to sit there. Your job is waiting. You've got money that you could be making on another job, but you have to sit and wait for this job, you know, for your equipment to get in. Cut down on that lead time. Get the equipment you need brand new or refurbished with a one-year warranty through M&J Electrical Supply. Circuit breakers, transformers, disconnects, panels, switchgear, and much, much more. You know, if you're somebody in the business, you know how much equipment is required, and they've got it all. Brand new, or if you want to, if it's about a little profit margin, they've got the refurbished that they get like new, they create like new. And one of the reasons is because they will remove it professionally and they refurbish themselves. So if you're somebody who needs electrical removed, they'll give you much more than scrap prices for that. That's M&J Electrical Supply. Give them a call at 713-699-5055. That's 713-699-5055. Located at Steubner Airline at I-45 North at West Little York. Been in business for three decades. It's M&J Electrical Supply.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Gilbert's got to get this show in order.
Yeah.
We're talking soccer.
Yeah.
To start the show.
Yeah. And we got a win. We got a big win yesterday.
To talk about the Astros.
Astros got a big win.
That's right. Gilbert is here. What's going on, Gilbert?
Oh, terrible. I had a bad weekend anyway.
Oh, no. Goodness. What happened?
What happened?
What happened? The power went off. They got a fire alarm. Couldn't watch any ball games anyway.
No.
Fire alarm went off. I was real upset anyway.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
yeah, anyway,
who set off the fire alarm?
What?
Who set off the fire alarm?
I don't know. It was like that all weekend. It was power went off first. Then the fire alarm came on anyway.
What else happened in the weekend, Gilbert, you're saying?
Yeah, I didn't watch anything over the weekend anyway.
So you didn't get to see
and
any
also,
of the...
I didn't get no steak from Will.
That's what I thought, yeah.
Oh. Will, you listening, please call. Please come see me Friday, get a steak.
What?
Yeah. The food was terrible anyway.
Well, did he...
You know what happened last night? The food was terrible. I freaking don't want to throw up anyway, you know. Boy, that hot off, I But anyway.
This has been a bad run for you. That was a bad weekend and extended intern.
Yeah, week is a bad weekend all over anyway. Yeah.
And then I'd say it extended to Monday. Monday and Tuesday. It was a bad weekend.
You're not getting this word in, Lance. You're not getting
No, I'm not.
Gilbert's got, he's got issues right now.
Actually, Gilbert, we're just going to be quiet. Say everything you need to say for about the next 20 or 30 seconds. Tell us everything you need to tell us.
We'll call in right now anyway. Oh, by the way, I was real upset last night with the game. They got that the peanut shirt anyway.
Yeah.
I sure want one real badly anyway, you know.
Good grief.
If Gilbert finds out about this Freddy guy from Germany his friends, if he finds out what he's been getting,
oh my God.
And Gilbert has been putting in work to the point that at times protective orders have been put in against Gilbert by news ladies. And that's the true story. Yeah. If Gilbert finds out, Gilbert, there's a guy named Freddy from Germany. He's from Germany, no less, a different country. And he is.
I don't know him anyway.
No, I know you don't know him, but
he doesn't know him, Lance.
I know you don't know him, but he and his friends came over to America, and they're just going to, you know, see the World Cup, Gilbert. You know what the World Cup is, right? Soccer.
What you say?
I'm not interested in the World Cup. I know that, but this is the part that will interest you. He came over to America. And, you know, he was eating Cane's chicken, and he said, this is incredible. And he was telling people on social media, and he was talking about how great America was, and a lot of people started following him on social media. And before you know it, listen to this. The New Orleans Saints and New Orleans Pelicans said, come over here. You're in New Orleans. Come over here. We want to show you our facilities, let you look at everything, and then we're going to give you a bunch of hats and shirts and stuff. Then he went to LSU. He got to Houston, and guess what? J.J. Watt got him an entire suite at the Post Oak Hotel. Then he had clothes that were given to him by Trillberger. They sent him cupcakes. The Houston Astros put him in the Diamond Club. The Rockets gave him a bunch of shirts and hats and probably programs. Everything you could possibly imagine. There's a girl that Ella. What's her name? Del Ella Langley. Is that her name? There's a country singer who's really pretty, Gilbert. Very pretty.
And she invited.
And she said, "I want to invite you guys to my concert. I am going to meet you personally, and you get to actually come talk to me and get pictures with me."
Why are you taunting Gilbert?
I'm just telling Gilbert. Like, can you believe this is happening? And this guy's getting so much free food. He's getting so many free programs, hats. Shirts. Oh. You've been going after this. Now, you have received a free bike. Let's compare this. Gilbert's gotten a bike before. He's been given $1,100 in cash by the listeners 1 year. Gilbert has received hats, mugs, beach towels, because I've bought some of them, programs. He's gotten multiple steaks from Chili's. You brought him something from Nick's, right? A pizza or calzone or whatever.
I sent him. I don't know.
A steak from Nick's, I think.
Yeah, it was from Nick's. I thought I sent him a burger. Oh, no, I sent him a steak from Nick's.
Yeah, you sent him a steak. Yeah. So, Gilbert, you've done pretty well yourself. You got a visit of Minute Maid Park. You met Roger Clemens and Jeff Bagwell.
Yeah.
So you've had a pretty good run, too. This guy just did it a little bit better. It kind of bothers me that a foreign person, you know, a visitor, so to speak, ended up getting more than you did, who you've been here forever taking pictures and hounding celebrities.
Why does he get more than you, Gilbert?
And talk show hosts.
Yeah.
And he got more than you. But you've done pretty well, too, now that I take inventory.
Yeah. No. And Gilbert's like, what is he? What in the hell?
But can you believe this guy is getting to sit in those seats?
I don't even know that he's still on the line.
He's not interested
in the World Cup, and here you are talking about
this. I may have killed him. But Gilbert, he got to sit literally in the second row at an Astros game. Can you believe this?
See?
Well, I mean, a lot.
I told you. What do you just went wah, 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 wah.
Somebody got a bunch of free stuff is what
Gilbert
you need to know,
wants. Gilbert. Will not interested in all this stuff. Gilbert, you want Will to call?
Yeah, Will to call anyway.
Yeah, Will call. Did Will call?
No, he's not calling this time.
He's not calling this time.
He's done running these errands.
Yeah, I don't think he can do it. He's working, Gilbert. He's got to work. Yeah.
Anybody that wants.
One more thing.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. Wait, one more thing.
One more thing. If you get a hotel Smith on the week where they had it, Hall of Fame Day.
Yeah.
Tell him to call me, all right?
All right,
we'll let him
know.
Is
Tal Smith alive?
Lori.
He wants his secretary.
Secretary.
As far as I know, the secretary retired, so no one has heard
Gilbert,
from her.
We
looked into this. He's got... Yeah, his...
Lori on the brain.
Yeah, his secretary retired a long time ago, so she's not available anymore.
I'm not sure she looks the same, Gilbert, as
you. No, it doesn't matter.
She's not available. What are you talking about? She's not available. She knows me.
Well, I know, but she moved away. She moved to Cabo, so she's not here anymore.
What?
She moved away to a different country. She retired to a different country.
I love when he says, what?
Lori. Listen to me. Lori moved. She doesn't live here anymore. She can't hear the show. There's no one who's got her new number. It's impossible.
What'd you say?
Oh, my God. All right, well, listen, Gilbert, take care. I hope the fire alarms don't go off and whatnot. I can't just keep doing it.
Lori didn't move to another country.
How do you know?
Secretary.
I know she did, but Tal Smith's not even doing anything anymore. He doesn't work there anymore. Why does he need a secretary if he doesn't do anything?
Oh, my God.
She don't work there no more. How do you know?
Because I made a call.
You didn't call.
I called.
I
called, and they said, Tal Smith, he's retired.
I don't believe it.
I know. You think Lori is still just waiting by the phone for the call from Gilbert?
Yeah. She might be. You don't know.
Don't start this, John. You really, mm-mm. This is literally like you
wishing. I mean, he's really got Lori on the brain. But it's because Lori probably was pretty good looking. But that was 25 years ago. Gilbert, she might not look the same right now.
Lori had something in her hands.
I saw her a couple years ago.
Oh, you did? What did she look like? What'd she look like?
Same thing.
Yeah? What? Hot?
Same thing, yeah.
Gilbert's not trying to say hot.
Dirty, filthy.
Well.
Gilbert, Lori probably had, you know what? All these people that Gilbert has gone after over the years, they all had this wish, make-a-wish thing. And they said, I hope Gilbert loves me more than anything in the world.
Clicks. Obsession?
From obsession. And then Gilbert becomes obsessed about him. And you know how that movie ended. Poorly for everyone who wished.
Poorly. Oh, Gilbert.
That's it.
Keep on working on that Lori thing. All right?
No.
Yep. Keep them egg rolls frying.
Why would you say this when you're just going to be this show is the recipient of
trying
to track somebody down who doesn't want to be found. I promise you. She doesn't want to be found.
I'm trying to get Gilbert's hopes and dreams all come true.
Yeah, from L.A.
Okay.
Yeah, you're not so tough when you're down here and you have to deal with it.
Yeah.
When you know that you're in arm's reach of Gilbert.
Anyway.
Hang up on that.
Gilbert ain't interested in your World Cup, by the way. Just move along. Mm-hmm. Move along. Don't mention that crap to him. He ain't about that World Cup life.
He doesn't really care, I don't think, that much about sports anymore. It's just about getting... Steaks.
Yeah, just about stuff. All right, we care about Hunter Brown, and we'll talk about him on the other side right here. That was the Gilbert segment. Right now, though, what about your sinuses?
Kaplan, so Fridays, so Kaplan Sinus Relief every day sponsors our friend. Yeah, go ahead and take Gilbert off that line right now, Gilbert. Dell, take Gilbert off the line so I can talk about Kaplan Sinus Relief. Kaplan Sinus Relief is here to not only help your sinuses, they also bring you Glenn Davis, which is really cool. We get to talk soccer with one of the preeminent soccer minds every single day right here on the show, and it's made possible by Kaplan Sinus. You know, with Kaplan, what they're doing for me and what they do for people all over the city of Houston is change your life, and that may sound like hyperbole, but it's really not. Not if you have had lifelong sinus problems. Not if you've had lifelong allergy problems that get in the way of your quality of life. Not if you're a severe snorer. If you have the ringing in your ears, there's so much that you need to investigate with a great ear, nose, throat company, a business like Kaplan Sinus Relief. And Michael Kaplan is going to do the balloon sinuplasty for me, where he goes in and they go in and they clear out your entire sinuses. This is an amazing, procedure that he's one of the pioneers of. And I'm going in Friday, and I'm going to have this done. Years of sinus problems are going to be gone for me. I'm very excited. While he's in there, he's also going to fix my My deviated septum is something that he's going to do as well. And I found a new ENT for the entire family because I've got a couple of kids who have really bad sinus issues that have become a major problem, including a daughter who is a singer at a performing arts school. That's a major issue. So she is going to look at this procedure as well. If you are someone who would like to schedule an appointment to find out how you could benefit from all the services they offer, just call them at 713-903-8049. They got appointments available, very convenient, and they want to hear from you, located very, very conveniently here in Houston. And I promise you'll get to them quickly, and they can do the work you need done. 713-903-8049. That is KaplanSinusCenter.com.
It's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Big ups to our Astros for the 4-2 win yesterday. They could fall behind in the eighth and come back in the bottom of the eighth and win it. With a rookie getting his first RBIs. How about bases loaded, two outs? And Joe lets him hit, and he grounds one up the middle and gets the knock, and it's a game he'll never forget. Got a couple of knocks. I mean, good on him. That's fun. He was 8 years in the minor leagues.
You're talking about Delgado?
Reynel Delgado.
Had a couple hits yesterday, including the big one John mentioned.
He's never going to forget that game.
No, it's going to be cool. Kind of like Cole Keith, who had one home run going into the game and hits three.
Yeah.
He'll be like, well, had a funny feeling I'm going to remember this game.
Yeah, I had three.
Hey, remember that time you hit three home runs in a game? Like, oh, my God.
The Astros do that, though. Like Nick Kurtz last year with his four home run game.
Oh, yeah, remember that? Now, he was a Rookie of the Year candidate, so he was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Cole Keith had been in the bigs, you know, had played 60-some-odd games for the year and had one home run. Then he gets three against us just like that. You know, so good for Delgado. That was good. The big story is Hunter Brown made his way back. It was pretty good. He did what Hunter Brown, his pitch count got to 92, higher than I expected. Yeah. He went 5 2/3. So pretty good for his first time back since April 1st. We're already sitting here at, you know, middle of June. So he missed 2.5 months and came back and gave up 3 hits and 5 2/3 innings. Control was a little spotty. Threw 50, had 39 balls, 53 strikes. So he missed some. Walk count was a little higher than he'd like at 3, but did strike out 7. His stuff, he had some good swing and miss stuff. His fastball was pretty good. Hunter Brown looked like he's just bad. Like, okay, Hunter Brown's on the mound.
Well,
it didn't seem like, well, he needs a lot of, he's going to have to keep getting through it. He looks like he's ready.
Boy, it sure would be nice. Like, Tang was pitching well, and Eric Geddy was great. He was pitcher of the month.
And then they fall off at the same time.
And Mai had a couple of games where you're like, oh, maybe the dude's back. And you get Hunter Brown back, and you're like, well, we can get something started here. But now you've got...
He's
got to
be the stopper.
Then you got all the other guys that have to pitch now. And that's a problem. If only Hunter Brown could pitch every game, that would be totally... So like, softball pitchers do it. Why can't... Remember Drayton took over the team, and I forget who it was, pitched a great game, like one of Drayton's first games, and then they started somebody else the second game. And he went, well, why doesn't he get – well, he threw great yesterday. Why doesn't he pitch again?
And he was serious?
Yeah, he was serious. He didn't know. What a time
to be alive with Drayton.
But it is a great time to have Hunter Brown back because now you make your run. You make your push. This is it. Remember when I was talking about how this team's going to get to 500 before the All-Star break? And this is the start. This is it. So just so you know, this Hunter Brown being back changes everything. Changes the world for everybody.
You have to have somebody come in and stop losing streaks maybe.
Well, that's not it. How about you get on a roll?
Well, the way Burrows is pitching, the way...
Remember when we used to win 5 or 6 in a row?
I do.
Yeah. Remember?
I do.
Yeah, that was great. Those were great times. It was a great time to be.
Yeah, it was a good run. It was a good long run. Sometimes these kind of things happen. Unfortunately, we're in the middle of these kind of things right now. I'm trying to see what his fastball numbers were. I'm looking on Statcast. I've got to get to the numbers, but You know, Hunter was, I thought he looked like he was throwing his same speed as he usually does. I want to check it right now, but it felt like it was the same. You know, this is just kind of how, is this it? Fastball percentage. Yeah, fastball percentage. Yeah, he was 96-1 so far this year. I don't know about this last game, but he was 96-1. Last year, he's 96-6. The year before, 96. The year before that, 95-7. So far this year, in his three starts, he's throwing 90. His fastball's 96 miles an hour. You know, I would imagine yesterday was probably at a similar tick, so that's good.
Yeah. I am very jealous of Boston right now.
Why?
They've got Norway, and they had Scotland. And these are two of the most fun fan bases. Apparently, the Scotland fans are singing Take Me Home, Country Roads. And they are just the bar is just packed with all these Scottish fans. I mean, but Boston is saying this is bigger than St. Paddy's Day. The Scottish have made it bigger than St. Paddy's Day there. They're running out of alcohol. It's like LSU has invaded Scotland. I mean, goodness gracious. Why did we not get Scotland? That's the problem I'm having.
Why did we? Who, L.A.?
No, Houston.
Well, you couldn't have been here.
Houston.
You would
I was
been
there
in LA.
Last. Well, I was just there.
But they're still playing in Boston, right?
I don't know. Scotland's moving up, but apparently they've overtaken. Now Norway is there, and they were on an escalator, all rowing up the escalator, all in a line.
Yeah, I saw.
Yeah, you saw that. And then they're rowing in the stands too. I guess that's their thing. They're
rowing
the boat.
Be careful. They do that. What you saw was AI though. The big red one with the pretty blonde girl in the middle, that was an AI creation, just so you know.
I saw them in the stands.
I know. In the stands, they'll show it, but they were all in red. In the AI version, they were all in all red. It was all completely in unison. There's this beautiful blonde girl who's doing it, too.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
Yeah, that one is an AI. That was an AI creation.
But you would welcome Scotland, but aren't you a big drinker? Wouldn't you be afraid that you could walk into an establishment and all the Coors Light was gone?
They're not drinking Coors Light.
I don't know what they're drinking.
That's a conundrum.
Well, they may just run out of stuff to give them that they like, and they'll just go to the American.
They're friends with the Irish. They're probably drinking Guinness.
Look, that's fine, but for them, they would consider
they'll drink anything.
Coors Light American swill. I don't think so, but, you know, they're Europeans. They're arrogant. They would come over here, not drink it first, but at some point, they'll get to it, and then John's out of beers.
Or they're drinking whiskey.
It was funny, though.
More likely, they're drinking whiskey.
You know what's funny, though? My boy Elmer went to Ireland, and he said they got Coors Light over here.
Yeah, Coors Light's worldwide. I don't know if you've
heard,
Lance.
Well, they got American. No, I know. They got Americans going over there.
Yeah.
They're going to have some American beers, too.
Well, and everybody now loves Coors Light, Lance. I don't know if you've heard.
Yeah, even non-drinkers love Coors Light.
Yeah.
I just love that it exists.
Yeah, that's all.
Well,
that's
no
all.
One stay. None of Thank these teams stay in one place for very long, just so you know.
Yeah, but
they
long
move
enough.
Them all around.
Scotland so, there long enough
why,
to set
so
records.
Dumb. Why are we moving? Why are you moving the teams around?
Well, they do that in all the World Cups.
I know. I've never understood.
Why not just keep your team there?
Like a pod? Like
why
a,
not the,
like
group,
the, NCAA
the group
tournament.
All plays there?
Well, that's what you would think would make the most sense.
Yeah.
I mean,
and
it's
you
good
get
for,
those people there. Now, what if you get like a country that doesn't travel?
Well, oh well. I mean,
it
that's
might
just
be
part
for the cities to get different. I think because the world look, it's a tournament and stuff. I get it; it's for competition, but the World Cup is a celebration of soccer. They want it. They want not just the players to experience, but the fans, the country to experience these teams.
Cities.
So it's all about spreading the game. So I think that's part of it too, because you know all the teams have to do. They're mandated to do community things as well at their home base. That's why the
are they?
That's
while
why,
the World Cup's going on.
Yeah, that's why the Algerians had like an open practice with the Lawrence, Kansas people, because that's part of the World Cup experience. They're supposed to all have to do community things, so it doesn't surprise me that they would move people around to introduce different parts of this country to a different club or different country, different team, and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's kind of being an ambassador for the game. And that's why that's kind of what the World Cup is. Outside of, you know, winning the whole thing.
And moving to and going to different. Yeah, what if you're a team like Scotland and you get stuck in like St. Louis or you know,
what's wrong with St. Louis?
Nothing. I mean,
they're just going to go. What are they just going into a bar and drinking? What are they doing? What do you think they're actually doing?
No, they want to see different places like the Germany kids. They're seeing everything.
I think drinkers don't. We got to take time off from drinking to go look at the
Scotland's got to move on to another city because they ran out there. Okay.
Well, the Tartan Army? Because they have called for improvements to the lineup system, the queuing system at Boston Stadium after enduring long, long waits. Some feared they would miss the start of last weekend's match. This is what I don't understand. And I've heard that this was an issue at the first match with Germany and Curaçao, that the trains became a big problem, which I've heard they're not issues at Texans games. But the trains became an issue. The amount of time to get in was an issue. You've dealt with all these stadiums deal with packed NFL. Well, in the Texans, it's more crowded now. But they dealt with big events there before. What is taking so much longer for? Why would a World Cup slow them down? It's only a certain amount of people that can get in, and you've dealt with that plenty of times. So why would there be these long waits where it doesn't seem like maybe different people are running? Maybe there's a different. Probably there's a different security set up where FIFA does their own thing the way they want to do it. I don't know. But I would think that there wouldn't be any lines that are longer than any normal football game that they have there, an American football game, since they do that all the time at these stadiums.
I guess we'll never know.
It's 64,000 seat stadium.
You know what I don't understand? You know we're on a time crunch and you just won't stop.
What
time crunch?
Not me.
Because we got a whole full-on segment to do before Glenn Davis.
Davis, and now you need to talk about, or I need to talk about, ProDunk.com. Mm-hmm. That's what we need. That's what we need most of all. ProDunk.com. Everybody needs that basket. Everybody needs the best basket possibly made. I don't even know why in the world would you buy an inferior basket? It just doesn't make any sense to me. It makes no sense whatsoever for you to go out there and go to the box store and get a basket where you put sand in the base and it just wobbles back and forth. It's going to last about 12 minutes. And then the kids are going to be done and they're going to be in the house playing on their video games. Okay. And then nobody gets any exercise. Why would you do that? Get the best goal you could possibly get where the kids are actually going to enjoy it. Especially if you got young ones. But the older kids love it too. I mean, before JT, he can dunk on I'm not sure anymore, but he was able to dunk on a 10-foot goal. But it took a while to get up there. But before that, what was he doing? Lowering it to 8 feet. Dunking, jumping, dunking. That kids love to dunk. Lower it to 5 feet so everybody can dunk. They just love to dunk. Or just make baskets because they can't reach a 10-foot goal. Look. Every single reason. There is no reason not to get a Pro Dunk goal. Best goal, the best. They use the best, highest quality equipment for this goal that you could possibly use. The installation, second to none. It is the best. So if you're going to buy your kids that goal, ProDunk.com, ProDunk.com.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Really quick segment here. We got top of the hour, as always. Glenn Davis brought to you by Kaplan Sinus Relief. Every morning right here on ESPN 97.5. All right, this is a quick one, but let's get into this CBS Sports Report. Bust alert. 8 NFL players that are possible busts in the NFL this year. Amongst them,
better not have a Texan on there.
Well, there's one.
I bet it ain't Will. I bet it's not Will Anderson.
I bet it's not.
I bet CJ Stroud.
I bet it's not.
It's not CJ.
It's CJ.
Oh yeah, that's what I was saying. CJ Stroud.
Yeah, it's CJ Stroud.
Yeah, of course it was going to be CJ.
Well, agree or disagree?
Disagree. He's going to have a great.
Well, I mean, no, he is a possible bust alert because, listen, he doesn't have that second contract. Last we saw of him, he was not good. As a matter of fact, he was bad, really bad. If he doesn't play well again overall pick, if he doesn't play well again this year, then there's a chance he's a bust.
I don't think that's going to happen, though.
Mm-hmm.
I'd keep his name off your list. That's it. Just
keep his name out your mouth.
Because maybe you don't know that we're doing a lot of handing off this year. Do you know how many? Because the CJ stands will tell you is, I'm sorry, how many playoff games does he have? How many wins does CJ have?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
He's got three playoff wins.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, three playoff wins, and we're a bust. Okay. That's what the CJ stands will tell you. I'll tell you, I haven't played particularly well in the playoffs at all. But I don't know. I've covered it before. I just think he is going to greatly benefit from offensive line and from, you know. I was talking to Bucky Brooks yesterday, and he was talking about Houston. You know, he said it's the most violent team that he's ever seen up close and personal. He's on the sideline. This guy was drafted in the NFL. He covers the NFL on NFL.com, NFL Network. He is a sideline. I think he does sidelines for the Jacksonville Jaguars. So he'll fly from L.A. to Jacksonville. And he yesterday said, that is the most violent team I've ever seen. I mean, the way that they hit on the field, he goes, and he is a second team. He said that one time on the podcast, too. He said, it is just everybody gets clacked as hard as they can when they have the football with the Texans. He said, you got D'Amico with a Bible in his back. He said he's got a Bible in his back pocket and a bunch of killers on the field. And I thought, that's hilarious. And he said, but D'Amico knows. His point was, D'Amico knows exactly. Said it used to be the Steelers. You always knew what a Steeler player looked like. And that's kind of changed. It kind of got away from the model. You always know what Ravens look like. And he said, you used to know what Steelers look like. They kind of got away from the model. And people inside the Pittsburgh building are saying that. And he said, you know, it's like your team down there, Lance. He said, D'Amico knows what a Texan looks like now. He's starting to get to that point. I said, Bucky, what's scary is that I think he's figuring out what the offensive linemen are supposed to look like. Because for the first time, I see actual – I said, they got rid of the Prada O-line. They got rid of Gucci O-line. Mm-hmm. And now they've got just a bunch of corn-fed tough guys up front, Ed Ingram and Wyatt Teller. They drafted Keelan Rutledge, who's a true blue dirt dog.
Did you see what Ed Ingram said about him?
Mm-mm.
Ed Ingram was like, dude – we got an attitude now.
Oh, no.
In practice, Rutledge knocked a guy down, and he went after him to keep him on the ground.
Yeah.
And he was like, that's the kind of attitude that we need.
No, he's got it. He is a serious finisher, finisher. If he gets you down, he's going to go after
and
you.
And a lot of people were criticizing the trade. When they traded Laramie, you got rid of your best offensive lineman. And, you know what they did? They changed the room.
Yeah, it was never about – everyone knows the talent. It was that guy was the true independent contractor. We got to take a break. But they really did. Tytus Howard, they got rid of him. They got rid of – they cleaned up their O-line room so they could get guys in who were ball-focused and not fashion-forward. And they just – they wanted tough guys. And that's – you know, and that's – and that's identity. And we're going to talk about identity of some of these clubs with Glenn Davis coming up, sponsored by Kaplan Sinus Center. When we come back,
right.
Glenn
but
is going
first,
to join
you
us.
You got to talk about Zadik Jewelers.
Yeah, I'm talking about Zadik. I've been a longtime supporter and fan of Zadik. They've been here 40 years, over 40 years, over four decades off of Post Oak, making memories happen. And now they're in a brand new location. They've had it for a few years now. But at 1801 Post Oak, if you haven't seen this location, they've got some really good restaurants over there as well. It's a beautiful little center. And their piece of that center is 28,000 square feet. It's enormous, filled with jewelry, filled with luxury watches, filled with opportunities to create memories that she is going to cherish for years and years. Maybe you're getting your daughter something, a graduation gift from college or high school. Maybe you're getting your wife a 10-year anniversary gift or a birthday gift, a push gift for having a child. Maybe you're getting yourself a luxury watch and you're going to treat yourself for Father's Day. I don't care what it is you're looking for. They have experts in the building who can help educate you on what it is that you're looking at, what you're looking for. They will work with your budget, and they will find something that is incredible. They give you several options, and you make the call. They even will hand make and hand design unique jewelry and unique pieces that will be something that truly stands out to your loved one. Can you imagine giving them something that you helped design that is going to be one of one? That's another opportunity you have with Zadig Jewelers. It's Zadig.com, Zadig.com, 1801 Post Oak Boulevard. Even if you're just browsing for the first time, highly recommend going over and experience it for yourself. Zadig Jewelers.